Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to Joe. He's next up on the fan. What's up, Joe?
What's up? Is this Anthony?
Yeah, this is Anthony. What's up, Joe? It's Anthony Lyman. What's going on?
It's your cousin, Joe DiDario.
Hey, Kobe, Joe.
The running back?
Yeah, Joe. The running back, Joe. My cousin. What's up, Joe?
How's it going?
How's your what's your brother's name again?
That's Salvatore.
Oh, Salvatore. Yeah, how's Salvatore doing?
He's good. He's in Chicago working.
All right, good.
My Nana Rose was just talking about you the other day, actually.
Well, tell her I said hi.
All right, I will.
All right, Joe.
All right, man.
Appreciate the
call.
Thanks
for the call, Joe.
What?
That's bizarre.
Was that guy bleeping with us?
Had to be.
That might explain the weird Facebook message delivered last night to me. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Glad to be here on a Wednesday. Week is moving right along. Still no NBA until tomorrow night. Finally, we have a free agent signing in Major League Baseball. Imagine that concept. That's incredible.
Stop trying to move on. What's going on with this cousin of yours?
Okay, so obviously I did not hear that. Live, I got some text messages about it, and I one of those things where I just wasn't feeling responding to anybody yesterday.
Okay,
so, sometimes
sounds about right.
In the life of Anthony Lima, there's some great moments, man. Fridays and Saturdays, I could tell you about some Sundays. There's some great times. Middle of the week, yeah, it gets a little lonely. Sometimes you just kind of keep to yourself and don't respond to anybody.
You don't want to respond to anybody. You don't want to see anything. There's a lot of darkness that goes on over there.
You've been on the other end of that. You've been on the other end of that.
Oh, yeah. I get a little bit frustrated every now and then.
Not to mention because of Kenny Kidd's stupid green non-iPhone, I can't even get messages out to our group anymore.
Yeah, let's not really.
I can't.
We're going to blame my phone.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
My new bachelor pad apartment, which, of course, has a beautiful balcony, I cannot even get messages out to people who don't have iMessage.
That's absurd. So, that sounds like a problem with your phone,
no,
not mine.
No, everybody has iMessage. Come on, Kenny. I mean, everybody else at the station has it. You're the one that makes my messages not go through. And then I have to go and then repeat myself
to other
people. He does it just to
be difficult. He does it just to be
ridiculous.
Difficult.
Ken only has one working iMessage, though.
All right,
that's
get
true.
Out of here. Get
yeah,
out of
Kenny,
here.
Kenny's wearing the shades again.
I'm wearing the sunglasses. Don't worry about it. I'm still. Hey, I'm in better shape than I was the last time. So let's. They're gonna shave down. I'm getting a procedure today where they shave down my eye.
Yeah, that's what you want to have happen.
Yeah, there you go. Bring the word shave out with eyeballs.
Hyposuction.
Yeah. Get. You're done.
Well,
get off the show after words like that.
What's going to be left in a week?
Hyposuction's pretty good. Nothing. It's going to be a glass eye. Of course, Kid is dying. Kid wants me to wear a patch so bad. I think Kid wishes he had the eye problem so he could wear the patch.
Well, what would
just
look
another
more,
ornament for Kenny.
What would look more ridiculous in studio right now?
Wait, say what?
What would look more ridiculous in studio right now? You with the eye patch or you with the shades? Like
shades.
It's 95 and sunny out.
The eye patch.
No, come on. The eye patch, at least there's there's a necessity for it. The sunglasses just looks like you're being a diva.
You know, there's another host that's worn sunglasses in studio for 40 years, and nobody says anything about that.
Who?
Let's not talk about that.
I mean, you look like you should be on the show of Chips. I mean, right now with these glasses, I can't even imagine.
These are my Home Depot specials, baby. I got these from Home Depot. These are nice sunglasses.
They're just so close. The lenses are so close together.
Unpaid testimonial about
I'd rather see you in blue blockers right now.
Anyway.
Okay,
stop moving away.
Okay,
you're getting away from it. Who is this cousin of yours?
Deflect.
Yeah, you're deflecting as best
you
can.
I have it right here. I get this randomly, and again, I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, but I'm not on it, if that makes any sense. I have an active profile. I only check to see if really cute future Miss Limas want to add me to Facebook, which they never do.
Because you're never looking for an actual Miss Lima,
but
so there you go.
I don't post anything on Facebook ever, ever, ever. And so when I get a message out of nowhere, It's alarming. And this came yesterday. Tuesday, 6:51 p.m. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a prank call. I'm your cousin, stupid. Now imagine
what
getting that message.
What does that mean?
I respond with, wait, what? Question mark, exclamation.
It's going to get better.
And then it's on the radio. You guys thought it was a prank call. Again, no idea. Now, what I've noticed that's happened in my foray into the media, and I know that, I don't know if you've gotten this, because not a lot of people look like you. You have a very specific way about you, Kenny.
Who, me?
Yes, you're low.
Are you kidding me? You know how many tweets I get from people at the bar? Were you here?
No. In the dog pound again, huh?
Yeah. But
there's
fat blonde guys are in Cleveland.
There's 1,014-year-old boys that look like him.
Exactly. But do you get it for other talk show hosts?
No.
Because I get it all the time. And people confuse me with Dustin,
what?
Fedor, guys on other stations.
Is that just your takes, your bad takes?
I have no, probably.
Oh.
Probably, like Tyrod Taylor should not be getting all the first team reps. Should not be starting to be in the air. Yeah. Turned out
to
be
like
pretty
good.
Yeah,
like the Patriots aren't going after Odell Beckham. Okay.
Never said they weren't. And by the
way,
they
wouldn't.
And by the way, we still don't know if they would.
Chris Simpson.
And they have Bill Belichick.
Either way.
So they get to do whatever they want. But either way.
Oh, okay. That's
either way,
a nice
people
way around it.
People confuse me at times. Like, I will have been on the air for 4 hours, nothing, and then some other host goes on, and they're like, man, totally disagree with what you said about what. I'm like, we didn't even talk about that. That wasn't even the sport that we were talking about today. Yep. So people confuse it all the time, and so when I get these, it doesn't surprise me. And so it happened again that not only did somebody confuse who I was with another actual show, Bull and Fox, they happen to be related to me. So that's the kind of connection I have with my family members.
Well, your family really digs the station, huh?
So basically,
a 4-hour gap between our shows.
I have no connection with my listeners, no connection with my family members. Just kind of hovering around in the ether.
Let's hear this.
Let's talk to Joe. He's next up on the fan. What's up, Joe?
What's up? Is this Anthony?
Yeah, this is Anthony. What's up, Joe? It's Anthony Lyman. What's going on?
It's your cousin, Joe DiDario.
Hey, Joe.
The running back?
Yeah, Joe. The running back, Joe. My cousin. What's up, Joe?
How's it going?
How's your...
What's
your brother's name again?
That's Salvatore.
Oh, Salvatore. Yeah, how's Salvatore doing?
He's good. He's in Chicago working.
All right, good.
My Nana Rose was just talking about you the other day, actually.
Well, tell her I said hi.
All right, I will.
All right, Joe.
All right, man.
Appreciate
the call.
Thanks
for the call, Joe.
What?
That was bizarre.
Was that guy bleeping with us?
Had to be.
What?
Joe and Salvatore and Nana Rose.
And I have to tell you, Kenny Kidd, you injecting in the open the Italian music, a little bit of racist. Yeah, a little racist, I have to say.
I thought this was your theme song.
I thought that was your thing.
No, in 2019.
Every time we talk about Anthony Lima and his family. And
if Rick
every
Pitino.
Time you work down Murray Hill, you hear this,
okay,
right?
If yeah. Not every day. They don't just.
Well,
it's
too
not
cold.
Just the Godfather scene from the Godfather wedding every
That's
day.
That's the way you've
Murray
told
Hill.
Me.
It's false. It's a scene from the fruit stand every day.
Yeah, because Fredo can't handle
You're
a stupid
to
gun.
That guy singing to you every day.
If my stupid cousin called in and thought Adam the Bull was me, we'd be playing that call with polka music.
Yeah, I think in 2019 you can't get away with this, Kenny Kidd. You can't. They're already taking away Columbus Day from us. What else
two,
do we have left?
216-578.
And by the way, let me tell you something.
0092 Oberlin. Let's hear you.
They took
Leah Dunham, line one. And by the way, let me tell you why you guys are idiots taking away Columbus Day.
Don't do this.
Here we go.
Don't do this.
Yes.
Don't do this.
You listen,
do
Glenn
this.
Beck?
Don't do this.
You listen, everybody?
Don't do this.
No, I actually have a pretty good reason.
No. Yeah,
no,
no, no, no.
Sounds good in your head.
No.
Hey, me and Mitch McConnell agree on something for once.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not gerrymandering.
Oh.
Okay. Here,
please don't do that.
Here is why this is dumb that people are – so if you haven't paid attention to the news – people are saying, hey, because of our democracy and we want people to get out and vote, let's make Election Day a national holiday as opposed to Columbus Day. And they've started doing this. They did it in Toledo. They're doing it in some places. Here's why it's a bad idea. Do you guys not love the three-day weekend? Forget about election and democracy. I don't need a week broken up with a day off. I need a three-day weekend so I can leave town.
I thought it was going to be something way different.
No, the idea would be that you move elections from Tuesday to Monday then. So you still get the three-day weekend.
Yeah, who says it?
Why does it have to be on
Tuesday?
It doesn't
have to be on that Tuesday.
Super Monday sounds worse than Super Tuesday.
Oh, you're saying make Election Day a Monday.
You think about it. Monday, you can turn Monday into a big day if that were the case. Now, I need to know, now when there's a federal holiday and you're making it where people, because what city's doing it now, Sandusky?
Well, up in Toledo, I thought.
Toledo, they might be
But it's going to catch on. It's going to be everywhere because apparently Christopher Columbus, not exactly the nicest of guys.
So all the buses apparently. And everything, all the buses and everything run.
New information has come out.
Yeah. Developing.
This has just been new to us. This has been handed down to us. Okay, we have it from sources. Not the nicest guy.
Good thing there were no security cameras back then.
So you have a Monday. You think about Monday Night Football. You remember Big Monday.
Yep.
Which is about to be Big Wednesday tonight with UNC Duke. Mm-hmm. Hey, you could have a Super Monday in there. There's not like it's technically in the law that it's supposed to be on Tuesday. You could rewrite it. Just do it on a Monday.
I feel like no matter what you try to pass.
Sure, I just got
to
make sure the buses and everything are running because that's always the big thing. We can't get the voters out of the polls over here. Well,
voter suppression.
You got to make sure the voters.
But
can
you
get
know,
out
no matter what day you assign it, one political party will hate it and one will love it. It just never fails. Whenever you tinker with anything.
Well, that all depends on where
voting.
It's at.
I mean, incredible. Yeah,
also, do you only get the day off if you vote? If you don't register and
vote,
I don't think. But
there's an idea.
I don't know if it's even going to work, honestly.
You wouldn't support that?
I think some people are just going to take it as a day off and they ain't going to go vote. There's some people.
Exactly.
Well, no, but then you don't get paid.
They're just not going to vote.
And you don't get paid
That's what I said.
Then they're not going to vote. You can't. Well, wait a minute. You have to have proof that you voted to get paid.
I love how we just turned this into you have to have a job to vote.
Yeah, there you go. You have to own land to vote. That's where the joke ends. Okay? Everybody in the room? All right.
Well, wait a second, KK. Raising a child is a job. That is a job, Kenny Kidd.
No, that's debatable.
No, we used to be when my buddy's mom used to watch us. She would take us with her. She would take us with her to vote. We would go see the Democratic process.
Okay.
My buddy didn't care. My buddy Eric did not care whatsoever. I was like, oh my God, check this out. We got Chad's hanging. Chad, she's punching the holes. Oh my goodness, it was great. It was great.
You would have hated me. I think I've told this story on the air, but my freshman year at Ohio University, my 1 year I spent in Athens, got a little behind, procrastinated, and realized the only way my vote would count was to overnight my vote, and I did it. I overnighted a vote.
What do you mean you overnighted your
vote? I had a window to get a vote in. And when I went up to the post office, they're like, well, this won't. You'll never get it in on time. And I said, what happens if I overnight it? They said, okay, that'll be $25.
You paid $25?
I paid $25 to vote.
Judas.
Can I ask
you? Now you couldn't pay me $25 to vote.
Can I?
Wait a minute.
Have they tried?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, well, some people online.
Oh, that election turned out for you.
Oh, it just said it earlier. You paid $25 to vote for Al Gore?
Yes, I did. He lost by 400 votes in Florida, okay? He lost by 400 votes.
We were in Florida.
A little over 1,000.
You don't know where I mailed my vote to. You have no idea.
What were the instructions in the email that you received?
Vote for Al Gore? Too bad to that song, because you know somebody did. I gotta vote for Jill Stein. She's got a chance.
That incredible.
Ying, you get it in there.
Hey, Bernie's running again. Anyway,
is he?
Yeah,
that's the rumor.
Believe it or
not.
About
that, huh?
Believe it or not.
You paid $25.
I was told this was all about the American democracy and civics at play. And
oh, my God.
Now I'm getting made fun of.
We've had a lot of people tell us we need to make T-shirts of things we say on here. That's something we need to make. I paid $25.
I'll never forget my uncle, who is not voting along the same lines as me, goes, that just reeks of desperation. He was right. Got to remember, you think of Lima now, not really an activist. Lima in college. You think I'm insufferable now when I was taking those poli-sci classes?
Also, didn't they take extra weeks to count the votes there? Didn't you waste your $25?
Yeah, probably.
Bucks?
They would have had to take it. Yes. Although that depends on the court order at the time.
You're probably Bernie Sanders with hair back then. Like, I can imagine you waving your finger over at OU going, I don't know. Let me tell you this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's fantastic.
It's all because a cousin decided to call into Bull and Fox and thought it was me.
I love how Italian your family is. Like, you don't get that anymore.
Well, half of it. We're half Italian, half Croatian.
Such a strong ethnic background you have. Like, I don't have that. Kenny has that. Oh, yeah. And I really don't have that. It's just American.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like any... What? I don't even know what you are.
I'm predominant. Well, it's not predominant. It's all Irish and all English, dating back 400 years.
Wow. Okay.
And you don't get into Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, or nothing.
Well, he came with me the one year.
I really get into 4th of July. I get into that.
War of 1812.
The Carmans have been
here. He's got his pandering down to a
science.
Well,
no, it's just the truth. The Carmans have been here since 1631.
And I love Kwanzaa. Those are the holidays I like the most.
You can look it up. John Carman. Came over on the Lion back in 1631, was one of the founders of Hempstead, New York.
You did say that before. Yep. Yeah, you did tell me
that. You can
look
it up.
What, Hempstead?
My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Is that Long Island?
Yes.
I would love to hear the Carmen, ancient Carmens, the way back Carmens, talk with the Long Island accent.
And I had one who was, I told you, Joseph. In 1787, my grandmother got a great big book done. This is way before Ancestry.com.
Oh, you're by the Nassau Coliseum.
You got that right, brother. My whatever grandfather, how many times over, he was killed by Native Americans. And that brought a silence over the
silent room, game. We silent gamed you on that. So and the tragedy of the death of your family.
We start getting into that whole Chief Wahoo business. Just let you know, brother.
Well, that's why you're so passionate about it.
Obviously. I love how ethnic your family is. It's very nice. It's very nice.
But I don't keep in contact with very many of them.
Well, that's right. Obviously. You don't like your family. That's
we've
right.
Had all, we've had some situations.
They don't know when you were. It's amazing they know where you work, but they don't know when you work or what you even sound like.
They know the
you
general
sound
vicinity.
Absolutely nothing like Adam the Bull.
The best is when they go to Adam the Bull's remotes. Come on, Coom, pipes on, let's go. Minkya, hey. Then it's Adam the Bull, and they're like, wow, Lima really.
It's just
really, he's not in shape as much as he used to be.
Like, my father, he gets into work at 6:30, and he'll be, and every day someone comes up, you know, I was listening to your son, and they're like, yeah, that. And then you, with your whole family, he's on a sports station. I don't know what he's doing.
I want to make it very clear that we do not want listeners going to Adam the Bull's remotes and calling him Anthony.
No, we would never, we would never want him, that.
We do not want anyone to do that.
You two can say that. I'm going to say the opposite. All right.
So you want people to do that?
I'm not going to say yes, but I'm not going to say no.
All right. Well,
you sound like Cory Booker talking about the Jussie Smollett thing. All right, moving on, baby.
Here we go. Well, when we come back on that note, it's the largest contract in sports history. We'll talk about it. And the rules of attraction when it comes to Cleveland athletes. This one is going to drive some people insane. Other people may agree. We'll get to it after the update. I'm Jeff Thomas here in studio on 92.3 The Fan. All right, the biggest deal in professional sports history was signed yesterday. Padres inking Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million. It is a mega contract. Padres have actually spent $474 million in free agency the last two seasons. That is the tops of the majors after they had spent a combined $309 million in free agency the previous 25 seasons. They had ranked 27th in the majors in payroll. Kenny, what were your thoughts when Machado inked that deal?
I honestly thought I'm going to forget about Manny Machado now. Does San Diego have a chance with everybody else? And if they play in the postseason,
probably not this year.
If they play in the postseason, I'll remember who Manny Machado is. See, this is the problem. It's still just the natural problem with the sport is that you can get one guy. Like, if you were able to find a quarterback, and this is basically what the Vikings tried to do, even though they didn't make the playoffs, you get the quarterback, you go to the postseason. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, obviously. But when you get a big player like that in your San Diego or a couple of, like Robinson Cano in Seattle. Well, Seattle haven't been to the postseason since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in the postseason, I really don't think about you that much. So you need other pieces. Well, if I'm paying $30 million to one guy, I know they're the only thing in San Diego, maybe their TV deal is different, who knows. But if I'm paying $30 million to one guy, what's going to be left over for everybody else? That's a 10-year deal, too. What will he be at the end of that, 29, 39, 38?
Yeah, but he has an opt-out after 5 years.
Okay, so there's an opt-out after 5 years. So maybe they can get out of that. But, my God, there's I guess I root for the Padres because it gives you a chance to really work the market better. But
yeah, this
I just
was,
feel I'll forget about them.
This was kind of different because San Diego gets them. They had spent all that money on Hosmer last year. They actually have, according to almost everybody, the top farm system in Major League Baseball, which, we know the Indians have to beef theirs up.
Then I hope that they're able to make the postseason here in the next few years.
Still, I think odds-wise, odds to win the World Series, a very, very long shot. I think that only increased their chances 10%.
But if he's the centerpiece of a very young team, then over the next 5 years, you probably will be able to strike here. Hmm. So it seems to be, for them, a decent baseball move. I just don't want to have to – I don't want to forget about the guy. Like Albert Pujols – technically, he played in Los Angeles, even though it's in Anaheim. You forgot, because they were in the postseason. Mike Trout, best player in baseball, best all-around player in baseball. Babe Ruthian numbers, better than Babe Ruth. And you forget that he's there. You got to make the postseason. That's why I'm all for expanding the postseason. All for that. Again, it keeps your team in it. It keeps you interested. I think it puts more pressure on your team to make moves to make your team better. I'm all for expanding the postseason.
Isn't it amazing?
Get stars in.
I look, LeBron James last year, or this year I should say, $35.6 million. Okay, that's what he made last year. Tom Brady this year, $14 million, not counting incentives. $14 million, yet Manny Machado gets 30.
I told you my theory about Tom Brady, though. I think that when he's done, he's getting a piece of that team. He still, I don't care what anybody says. The guy still, I know that Giselle makes a ton of money. The guy still has a self-worth. You want to get paid what you're worth. I think there's something where he's going to get a cut of that team afterwards.
Either way.
There's
something brewing.
There's no way you just take that big of a pay cut.
Look at the top quarterbacks, you know, in the NFL in general. All right, Big Ben, last year, let's see here, his base salary looks like was $23.2 million. I mean, still, that's seven below Manny Machado. Who's helping your team win more? Manny Machado...
Ben Roethlisberger. Manny Machado was the one who played the World Series last year.
Does this help your argument that you think Kyler Murray should have chosen baseball over football?
Well, I think so. I mean, you're making that much more money. Mm-hmm. You're making double what Ben Roethlisberger does. Or how much does Ben Roethlisberger make? I beg your pardon?
Let's say the cap it was $23
million. Okay, so you're making $7 million more than what Ben Roethlisberger is. But there's not that many guys who get that amount of money. I think people are thinking about Francisco Lindor a little bit, what that means for him, because $300 million, that's a big hit. And now it takes puts a dent in that collusion theory that they were working on. So,
all right, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Of course, we'll get to Trevor Bauer as well. MLB attempting to address sign stealing, which came up during the Astros World Series run. It's the biggest deal in professional sports history. I should say the Astros playoff run. Padres... of course, they inked that deal, but then yesterday there was all this talk about what was going on with rule changes again, and they're talking about, hey, would they really want to crack down on sign stealing, Kenny? I said at the time, the Indians, they complained about sign stealing. So did a few other teams in the postseason. I don't have a problem with sign stealing as long as you're not doing it, with outside influences.
Yeah,
I'm okay with just your players on the field, guys in your dugout, guys in your bullpen, having something to do with sign stealing. I kind of have a problem with it when you're doing it with all sorts of technology.
No, I have a problem with the technology part of it and people sitting in other places and trying to do it. By the way, so we're clear, Manny Machado's 26, he'll be 36 at the end of this deal. There was somebody else at the station, not even Lord Baseball, who was worked into a shoot on it, because that guy, I think he thinks he's Buster Olney all of a sudden. So let's make sure it's 26 instead of 28. I have no problem with guys sitting in the dugout or whatever trying to do it. I do have a problem with a guy sitting there with a cell phone taking video of it.
How far do you go with that, though? I mean, cell phones and cameras, obviously, a problem with, but what about binoculars? I mean, like, how far do you take them using something to help them?
Is it just them
sitting there with their own eyes, or that's what I'm saying.
I'm always under the assumption that somebody in that building is going to try to help relay signs. So they're saying they're going to take away draft picks if you violate some of these rules.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, this is about last night. We got to get to sound a little bit later on when it comes to the Columbus Blue Jackets and their head coach, what he had to say about why a player was sitting. So we've got a lot of stuff coming your way ahead. But did you see Trevor Bauer You know, see, people ask me why I'm single. Trevor Bauer made it perfectly clear why he's single. And I definitely want to hear from women when we come back. It's been all women radio the last 2 weeks here. 216-578-0092. That's right here on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. All right, don't forget Jason Lloyd joining us in studio at 8 o'clock. And I don't know whether to feel humbled or whether to feel thankful or upset, offended, that I have friends, Kenny, that have been saying, hey, your hour with Jason Lloyd is the best hour of Cleveland Radio.
Why are you offended?
Because then what the hell are we doing the rest of the other hours? Like, we need Jason Lloyd. Like, why can't we do it on our own? Why do we need Jason Lloyd? But he'll be joining us in studio.
Setting that bar real low.
I just find it to be weird that I'm the one who always mixes it up with him. Like, rarely do you get into it with him. Like, when Jonathan comes in during football season, you got into it with him during those shows.
Yeah.
But I'm the one who gets into it with Jason. You just stand back and kind of let that all happen.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed some fans turning against you and your opinions in recent weeks and months. That really means a lot to me. Because the first 2 years of the show, it was only me. And then people started realizing, wait a second, Anthony's actually right sometimes.
I never said you weren't right
sometimes. No, you didn't.
Okay, so what? I said something about Bo Jackson once. What was the other thing? You're the one who said that Phil Dawson wasn't really that great.
I never said that. See, if you twist my words.
Oh, yeah. That
I said I never went to a football game. I said I never went to a football game to go see a place kicker.
Enough of this. Let's talk about Trevor Bauer's sex life. Thank you.
I have gone to a baseball game to see Trevor Bauer. I haven't gone other places to see his sex life. But apparently, in an interview with Sports Illustrated's, was it Ben Ryder? Trevor Bauer came out and had this to say. He has these rules when it comes to lovemaking and relationships. Here are his rules. One, no feelings. As soon as I sense you're developing feelings, I'm going to cut it off because I'm not interested in a relationship and I'm emotionally unavailable. Two, no social media posts about me while we're together because private life stays private. Three, I sleep with other people. I'm going to continue to sleep with other people. If you're not okay with that, we won't sleep together, and that's perfectly fine. We can just be perfectly polite, platonic friends.
Platonic friends.
And then he said, I imagine. See, I don't even know that term.
He doesn't know the word.
But then he goes, I imagine if I was married at this point, I'd be a very bad husband. He says he does want a family in the future when he can be as all in as he currently is in his career, maybe in a decade or so.
I have several questions.
Go ahead.
Is she allowed to sleep with other people too?
Yeah.
Well, that's not in the rules.
He doesn't specify that. So that needs to be specified here.
That's a given.
You know, Kenny, if you don't say, we don't know. All now, right. I would hopefully assume, okay? So let's go on that. Let's put him in a good light here, okay? It's easy to put him in a bad light. Is that wrong? Is what he said wrong? I mean, when I first read it, I go, man, these are really piggish comments. But we're consenting adults here.
Sure.
So if she agrees to, if he and now it's in black and white, it's written. If she agrees to this, well, she shares some of that too. Now, I understand there's going to be people who feel they change each other. Well, I'm going to be so different that they're, and sometimes that does happen. The heart wants what it wants. But I think Trevor Bauer is the only guy who saw RoboCop and was actually inspired. So I would say that I don't think it's going to happen with Trevor Bauer if you're one of the ladies around the country who he tends to date. But what he says, while at first blush piggish, it's upfront and honest.
Well, it is upfront. I have to say that honesty is very important in these situations.
Yeah.
I found that being dishonest is the quickest way to make sure that they're hitting the eject button on these kind of things. So if you're being honest and you're being, you know, vocal out front, and this is Sports Illustrated. This isn't some blog, which in 2019 would have been picked up immediately, too. This is Sports Illustrated. So there's no confusion whatsoever. When I think about all the athletes that have let's just say, their side chicks.
Well, be careful.
We put it that way?
Be careful.
We call them side chicks?
I still don't like that term.
I think a lot of those individuals willingly sign up for that arrangement. And they're okay as long as, hey, maybe there's some gifts involved. Maybe there's some great dinners. Maybe there's some companionship. And then, of course, you know, at the end of the night, you're sleeping in the same bed. I think those are willing, consenting partners. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I do have a stumbling block here where I think that Trevor Bauer continues to be a problem you know, behind the scenes and in the locker room and in the clubhouse with his teammates.
Why?
Yeah, why?
If you are a Cleveland Indians player's wife or girlfriend,
okay,
are you allowing on the road? Granted, there is some naivete here because there's a lot of stuff that goes on the road, whether or not you know, certain players and certain teams have certain wives or girlfriends. Are you allowing or willing to allow your significant other to hang out with Trevor Bauer on the road when he sets out these
You can say whatever
these
you
guidelines?
Want. There's nothing you can do. They're halfway across the country.
I'm just saying. And you wonder
why there
might be some chemistry issues, why people have said Trevor Bauer may not be the best teammate behind the scenes. Remember in college, him and Garrett Cole, they tore up some of their team, their relationships on the team.
If your wife don't trust you, that's on you. That's not on Trevor Bauer. That's not on
your friends.
Yeah,
but that's easy for you to say. Well, that's easy for you to say. I know firsthand that there are some significant others that I know that have said, you know what, you cannot hang out with him. I'm not saying me necessarily. You cannot hang out with him anymore because I think that at times it brings out the worst in you.
Well, that I don't believe is a healthy relationship, well, and you probably should hit the eject button as soon as you possibly can.
How many healthy relationships are there, though?
I know of
seven.
One.
Well, Kenny.
Oh, which one?
Kenny,
Kenny?
You know, there's still, you know, there's
maybe,
still.
Maybe one and a half. I don't know how well your situation's going over
216-578-0092. Because there's going to be some people. How do I put this? There is an understanding where you're still a man, and there's certain things that if you're going to put them in that situation, it's going to be tough to say no to certain situations. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you might have the very best of intentions. I think there's probably some guys out there. You got to be careful talking about this thing. There's certain guys out there who probably go on the road and they say that they don't think that they're going to actively hurt people's feelings over there. And then one thing leads to another. From my experience from traveling, okay, baseball players are the biggest dogs you can find. Out of the top three major sports, hockey I'm not sure about. The biggest dogs you can find.
Well, think about it.
That includes basketball
players.
Everybody assumes basketball players, obviously, with Tristan Thompson going down, allegedly. But it's baseball.
But remember, like football players, they are not on the road. When they go on the road, they have curfew. It's one night. Of course, the Manziels of the world sort of ignored those curfews. But you have your curfew. You're in bed. You go to the game the next morning, and you leave on the flight. Baseball is all about the road. Hey, we're going to be gone for 2.5 weeks. See ya. Goodbye. It's much different.
That's true.
The other thing is, Ken, how many times, you know, you hear about a friend who may be dating an athlete, and you're like, hey, hold on a second. You're going to go date an athlete? At least in this case, no, he's different. He's different. He has a total different outlook on these things. No, Trevor Bauer is telling you, no, here's the deal ahead of time. If you want in on this,
see,
more than well.
I applaud him for it.
And that's
why
I got to tell you, that's why I'm okay with what Trevor Bauer says. I am absolutely, I swear to you, I think it reads piggish, and part of this is who's saying it, all right? If Francisco Lindor said it, maybe it would go over a little bit better, okay? But since he said it,
I don't think
so. It comes off a little bit bad.
With women, you think?
Well, if you're upfront and honest about it, because, I would tell anybody, you got a daughter or something like that and wants to date a baseball player, I'd say, hell no. Because there are some good ones out there. But there's a lot of them that, they'll drag him in. They're on the road. You're out late at night. You're not playing every single day. It's a different game. It is just a different game. You don't have to. In the other sports, there's not a whole lot of time with the idle hands. Now, West Coast strip basketball, things like that. But
would women rather be lied to?
No. No one wants to be lied to.
But I think a lot of women think they can change him. I think there are women listening to this. 216-578-0092. I definitely want to talk about
this. Would you rather know?
Do you think you could? Because what might happen is, hey, you know what? That is kind of piggish. Trevor sounds like a male chauvinist. But you know what? You guys don't understand him like I do. When I spend time with him, he's different. He's so analytical.
He
I love how he
breaks.
Just
hasn't met the right one.
Yeah, and when he meets me, then I'll be able to change him. Mm-hmm. I think there will be that sentiment out there that people will believe that. All right, 216-578-0092.
So real quick, does this make him more attractive to women then?
Okay, let's put it out there. I want to hear from you. Men, get in on this too. How do you feel about Trevor Bauer saying this to a national publication? And also, the largest contract in sports history signed by a baseball player. Does that make sense? We'll get to it when we come back here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.